Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you once again for the weekly podcast, and I've got some really good stuff for you as always, something that I hope will be really useful in your life. We're all in different stages, we're all doing different things, but I'm really convinced that the basic principles of what we try to teach in personal development really hold true across all the different phases of our life and all the different circumstances we find ourselves in. Now, when I say the word personal development, I really want you to keep in mind that the purpose of self-development ultimately is, yes, to enjoy life, to be happy, to really fulfill your potential, but to do it in the paradigm of contributing to others. Now, I often say to people that richest man in the graveyard or richest woman in the graveyard is not the goal of life. Now, as far as we know, we don't get to take any of it with us. So as you grow, as you seek to learn more about goals and strategies and systems and ways of living, keep in mind that if you're not contributing to others, if you're not using these talents to eventually, hopefully, you know, quite quickly, make other people's lives better, then something's wrong. Now, when I use words like, you know, the big principles of self-development, I'm really convinced that there's nothing new under the sun. I don't know if you've heard that. It comes from the ancient book of Proverbs. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. I often say to people that if you hear about some amazing new idea, some brilliant new strategy that's never been done before, well, at the very least, you know, be cautious. Now, be cautious, because I'm pretty convinced that the more that I've studied over the years, the more that I've listened, even today, I was listening to podcasts and trying to learn more and more, there seems to be this kind of group of main principles. And what people like myself do, and what other communicators have done, a lot of, you know, other really famous communicators have done, is just find new ways to communicate these broad principles. You know, principles like getting clear on what really matters to you, identifying the blockages, you know, identifying why you want things to happen, all these simple strategies, goals, journaling, finding the help you need, identifying the sources of assistance, all that stuff. You know, it's not as if somebody's going to suddenly come up with this mind-blowing new principle. But the longer I do this, the more convinced I am that these principles work. You know, in my own life, I think in the next week's podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about another one of these key strategies that I'm finding incredibly powerful in my own life. I know that people, you know, maybe even you at some time, you've sat in an audience and there's been a motivational speaker, and you can't help thinking this is all just fluff. You know, this is all just kind of pump up stuff. And look, firstly, the first thing about that is there's nothing wrong with that. Like, sometimes we just need someone to yell at us and to inspire us to do stuff. But I was one of those people that used to think, you know, these are just ideas, these are just like, you know, feel-good strategies, and they're just, there's no substance to them. But I've really learned that, you know, listening to these strategies and writing about them and beginning to put them into practice, it's a way of being, and it really does work. So I just want to encourage you, whether you're listening to me for the first time or whether you've been listening to me for a long time, just keep going, just keep putting these strategies in place, because they do work, and I'm really testament of that. There's so much good stuff happening in my life at the moment that's the result of really years and years of just listening and growing and being exposed to the good stuff that's out there. So I hope that this week I'm just another part of that process for you. But this week I have something unique, something new that I haven't shared. Well, at least a new story anyway, because I've already started this podcast by saying that we're going to talk about the big principles that hold true for all speakers. But I want to give you an experience that I had, you know, just a few days ago. I'd flown to the other side of the country. I'd flown over to Perth on the West Coast, and I was speaking over there for a day, jumped back on the plane the next day, and I'm pretty tired, you know. There's a time zone change, and I'd been on a lot of planes and a fair bit of travel, and I'd been working in the hotel room. So I was pretty tired. I'm sitting in the business lounge in Melbourne Airport, and I'm working away, and I just ordered a really good coffee. So I've got this double shot skim milk latte. You know, you got to watch the lattes and the coffees, because full cream milk, friends, you have enough of those bad boys. That's a lot of calories in a day. So I'm sipping on a skim milk double shot latte, and then I did one of those things that is indicative of when I'm tired. There are certain things I do when I'm really tired, and when I do them, I go, uh-oh, you are really tired. So what I did was I simply dropped my coffee. So I'm reading the paper at this point in the business lounge, and I just let this just slipped straight out of my fingers. It was pretty full, and luckily it didn't smash everywhere, but it hit the saucer and just really splashed up all over me. And I was wearing a blue business shirt, and it covered the business shirt. I had dark suit pants on, so it didn't do too much damage to the pants, but the shirt was a write-off. I'm talking the whole front of my shirt just sprayed with coffee. Now, I still had another flight to get home. So I had like, you know, 4 or 5 hours ahead of me between, you know, waiting for flights and walking to the gate and being on the plane and getting out of the airport and getting my bags and getting home. And I'm thinking, I can't spend the next few hours covered in this stuff. So first point is that my initial response, like any person, was like real frustration. You're like, you get angry, you're frustrated, right? Because you're human. You know, one sort of goes, oh joy, I just covered myself in burning coffee. I'm just going to think positively about this. Now, that wasn't my first response. My first response was, I was so cranky. I was like frustrated. I'm like, this is, you know, embarrassing, right? Because everybody, like walking through this airport, sitting on the plane, all these people, you know, they're strangers and I don't know them, but everyone's going to be looking at me going, here's the guy that spilled coffee. Oh, it was so embarrassing. So the first point is that, you know, my first response was just normal human stuff. It was something's happened, like there's a stimulus in the environment, which was what coffee being spilled on me. And my response was very human, was this is a bad thing, you know. Stimulus, event, response, bad thing. And I'm like, you know, this is terrible. So then I'm starting to think to myself, immediately I'm confronted with a problem. So the problem is very simple, is that I now look like a complete idiot. And I'm going to spend the next few hours looking like a complete idiot. So I got a problem, right? So first thing that's happened is God, life, the universe, however you want to frame it, has just presented me with a quality problem. How do I get home without looking like a moron? Now, substitute my shirt for any other problem that you're facing. I mean, you know, this my problem is pretty frivolous. You might have a really serious one. But the first thing we acknowledge is that we all have them. We all constantly have events happening that are problematic, events that we wish were different. But they're not different. They're happening, right? So there I've got the event, I've got the response. And now, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, what do I do? So I'm beginning to question, what are my options here? Now, I'm going to cut the story, long story short here, and just tell you what I did. I like really nice clothes. My younger brother is an absolute fashion guru. He, if you're listening to this, check out, if you're a guy especially, check out timelessman.com.au, timelessman.com.au. My brother has got to be one of the best people in the world for men's fashion. So he has got me into this. I always liked nice stuff, but he has really educated me, and I'm like really fascinated by it. So I'm sitting in the coffee lounge. I'm thinking, I've trashed my shirt. What do I do? And then, thanks to this journey with my younger brother, he came to me. Right outside the business lounge was one of my favorite men's fashion outlets. Really nice store in the airport, literally right outside the gates of the business lounge. And I'm like, hello, here's an idea. I'm going to go and find me a really nice shirt. So true story, I want you to see this, right? I walk out of the airport lounge. I got a newspaper kind of held across my chest. And I got my bag there trying to cover my torso. And I'm like walking like I'm kind of hunched over and cramped, right? I think, right, I'm going to make it out of the lounge. No one's going to see me, man. I'm going to make it all the way. So I get into the menswear store. I'm going to give it a big shameless plug. It was Henry Buck's menswear at Melbourne Airport. And I get in there, and there's a great guy working there. And I just walk straight up and said, dude, you got to help me look at this, man. Like, I've got to get a nice shirt. Now, I love this store. And there's all this amazing men's fashion. And I was so pumped. And I spent ages in there, got talking with this guy, looked at a bunch of other stuff, and I bought this awesome shirt. It's really nice business shirt. Suited the pants perfectly. So let's frame this a little bit here, right? So I move from problem, something happens in the environment, which is what, spilled coffee, response, this is terrible. Then all of a sudden I ask better questions. Now this is crucial. I always say to people, ask better questions. If you ask better questions, you get better answers. So if I'd said to my brain, why are you so stupid? Why did you spill this coffee on yourself? The brain will go, well, it's because you're a moron, and you always do that. I mean, you ask yourself a dumb question, your brain will always put its hand up and go, here you go, here's the dumb answer. But if you start to ask better questions like, okay, I spilled coffee, how can I fix this? Or what can I do? Or what are my options? The minute you start to frame these better questions, you get all of a sudden a bunch of options, which is really cool. So I end up with a problem, and the solution is an awesome new shirt. I feel great. I get off the plane. I get on the plane feeling $1 million. I feel confident. I'm like, yeah, I got another good shirt. Now, a couple of things. You're not allowed to go and spill coffee on yourself every time you want new clothes. If you're male or female, that's the rules. You can't just go, Jonathan, I like this podcast. This is very good. Every time I need a new outfit, I'm just going to spill coffee on myself. No, that's wrong. You can't do that. That's manipulative. But, you know, I just kind of took the opportunity, right? I had the situation happen and took the opportunity, and the outcome was great. So let's begin to make sense of all this. It's really simple, and the risk of sounding repetitive. What this is all about is the truth that you can't change most of the facts that you're presented with in life. You know, most of the time, stuff is going to happen. You know, stuff's going to happen in the economy. Stuff's going to happen in the weather. There are so many things. People, your children, your girlfriend or boyfriend, your spouse, your boss. You know, who knows? Whatever your circumstances is, there's a whole bunch of facts that are going to come at you. So many things you can't control. I mean, you could be driving down the road and someone could just smash straight into you, and there's nothing you could do about that. So you can't change many of the facts. Now, you can definitely change some, such as your health, your outlook, your education, all sorts of things you can change. And here's a tip. One of the crucial things in life is being really switched on to the things that you can change as opposed to the many that you can't. But let's just agree for this example that, you know, there's stuff happening all the time, but you can't change a lot of it. But crucially, and here's the big pitch, the really simple idea that you've got to get, and this is central to so much change literature, so much success literature, so much personal development literature. You can't change the facts, but you sure as hell can change your perception of the facts or what you tell yourself the facts mean. So, you know, put it this way, the only thing you can change is your response, your cognitive response. Now, this is a big one right here because so many people think they actually can't even change their cognitive response. They go, oh, I just can't help it. You know, it's the end of the world. It's terrible. And one of the most powerful things I've learned in the last year is this capacity to really choose your cognitive response. It's an amazing ability. I want to talk about that more next week. But we can change our response to whatever happens to us by often asking better questions or just slowly changing ourselves into reframing what's happening. You know, Tony Robbins, who's one of the, you know, probably seen as the most famous communicator in personal development and growth and change, one of his mantras was, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning you give it. Nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning you give it. Now, I don't entirely agree because there are some things that happen that are objectively bad. There's a bit of subtlety here. Like, he's not wrong, but if we just said that nothing had any meaning, that no facts were kind of real or true in themselves, I guess I wouldn't quite agree with that. Some things are objectively bad, objectively terrible. But you get his point. He's saying here that when something happens, you get to control the meaning, even at the extreme end. I mean, you probably heard about Viktor Frankl's famous book, Man's Search for Meaning. I still meet people that haven't. So if you haven't read Viktor Frankl, and that's I think he spells it V-I-K-T-O-R, Viktor Frankl, F-R-A-N-K-L. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, is the ultimate example. I mean, he was a prisoner in Auschwitz, in the Nazi extermination camps, and he documents how people respond, how the vast majority of people would just, you know, give in and just die quickly and commit suicide and all sorts of stuff because of the horrendous objective circumstance. But he said then there was this small group of people who began to realize that they could choose their response. They could give it a different meaning. You know, for Frankl, his meaning was, I'm going to survive this place and communicate to the world the horrors of what's happened so we can avoid it happening again. So he was experiencing the same circumstance as everybody else, but he had this capacity to give it a very different meaning. So this is kind of, it's a, again, really simple principle. So let's talk a little bit about you now. Let's talk a little bit now about some of the key challenges that you're facing in life at the moment. I'm going to go quiet for a second. I'm going to ask you this question. What are the big problems you're facing at the moment? Okay, you got that? Let me ask it to you again. What are some of the biggest difficulties or problems or things that you'd like to change that you're facing at the moment? Think about them again now. What's hard for you right now? So the pitch that I want to make, if you think about these now, a lot of people don't want to do this. A lot of people right at this point just want to do the "oh, but you don't know" card. Now, this is nice, happy thinking, Jonathan, but you don't know what I'm facing. I go, well, I don't know what you're facing. But I do know that I've met and that I've read about lots of people who, I don't know, I'm taking a risk here, who have faced much worse than you and have found ways to grow through it by asking themselves different questions, by applying different layers of meaning. I mean, you know, I've seen friends go through the most incredible, difficult circumstances. And sometimes if you go through awful stuff, I mean, you might just get as far as going, you know what this means? This means I'm strong. This means that I can't change this. And I wish it was different, but I can't change it. But you know what it does mean? It means I've come through this. I mean, how many things have you already come through in life? How many things have you already faced? And they made you stronger when you grew through them. So maybe it's just possible that whatever you're facing now, it'll pass. And the meaning you can give it now is to go, yeah, this is not great, but I know I can survive this. I can outlast it. I can grow through it. So what is it that you're facing? What else could it mean? It's a simple question. What else could it mean? You know, some people go, you know, you might really have liked somebody, been in a relationship, and it just went terribly, and it ended up, and it, you know, it was great for a long time, but then you grew apart. Whatever happened, so many people will become cynical and just burned out and like, this is terrible and you can't trust anybody. And some people will be like, you know what? The end of this relationship means that it's now the preparation for the relationship I really want to be in. Now, if you're hearing that and you're going, oh, that's just magical thinking, well, then I am the wrong person for you to be listening to. Because the older I get, the more that I learn, the more control I realize we actually have in how we think and how we give meaning to what happens to us. So as I finish the podcast, make a decision with yourself in the next 48 hours, next 2 days, find a cafe, find somewhere quiet, get a journal. And this is classically what we call reframing. You know, reframing. How else can I frame this? What else could it mean? So when I dump coffee on myself, instead of, you're a jackass, you're going to look stupid for 4 hours, I reframe as, okay, what else can I do here? What are my options? What's creative? There are so many answers that we never find because we never ask the right questions. So maybe listen to this again, read the transcript, but I know this stuff works. You know, I just did it the other day, experimented on myself with burning coffee. You know, for crying out loud, I know it works because I did it. So whatever you're facing, apply this methodology. What else could it mean? What are better questions? How am I growing? How can I change how I perceive this? So that's the weekly podcast for this week. I've enjoyed doing this one. Simple, punchy, but a powerful idea. Do me a favor, grab the link, send it to a couple of friends and say, hey, listen to this, subscribe, send it in the iTunes link as well maybe. Post it on social media. If you're on Facebook, post the link to your friends and say, hey, I want you to listen to this stuff. It's really good. I put some links here. I've just reopened a Facebook page. So if you're a Facebook user or a Twitter user, you'll see my links. I'll put the links here on the page. I want you to post this and come across to the page, like the page, because I'd love to start a conversation with people on this new Facebook page. I had a huge one that I wanted to change a little bit, so I started from scratch, took a gamble, so I'm going to build that. But share this content. You know, I charge nothing for it. I just love getting these ideas out there. Share it with people. Post it on social media. Post a comment at the bottom. Let me know any key topics you'd like me to address. I love when people do that. So maybe email me, use the contact page here on the website, but say, hey, next week, can you talk about this? So I'm Jonathan Doyle. I hope that's been useful. This has been the weekly podcast. Share it with lots of people, and I'll be speaking with you again next week.